We turn to our Monday morning quarterback, Mike Lombardi, here, who joins us from Ocean City, New Jersey. Mike, good morning. And let me ask you, I mean, here we are just a week away from Christmas Eve. What are we to believe? Bears beat the Rams and the Pack in back-to-back weeks. The Niners beat the Seahawks yesterday. The Eagles are alive, and they spanked the Rams. What am I to believe in the NFC after Sunday?
I don't think there's a great team in the NFL. I really don't. I think there's one really good team, and I think that's the Saints. I think there's a lot of good teams. I don't think there's a great team. And I think this is going to be the best playoff time ever in the NFL because nobody can really handicap it. It's too difficult. There's too many splits in home road records. There's the Cowboys who are 2-5 on the road, you know, and they're 6-1 at home. And then you take the Patriots who are 3-5 on the road and they're undefeated at home. You know, there's too many two-type personalities, and I think that's what makes the NFL so great.
And you know what? Leagues always say they strive for parity. Yeah, as you said, this is a good thing, isn't it, right now for the league? Because we'll go into a playoff scenario, and with the exception of maybe of New Orleans, Mike, it's going to be who knows what's going to go on with every game.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And look, New Orleans could easily get stubbed in the toe tonight against Carolina when they have to play on the road. Now, the Saints are 6-1 on the road. They've played mentally tough on the road. They're a good road team, just as the Chiefs are typically a good road team. I think the Chiefs are 5-2 away from home. But it's a challenge. I mean, look, you've got to be able to play well on the road. You've got to have mental toughness. And, you know, not very many teams do. And I think that's pretty clear. I think that would be the number one indicator of teams to me this season is a lack of mental toughness.
You wrote a book earlier this year, Gridiron Genius, Masterclass in Winning Championships and Building Dynasties in the NFL, and the foreword was written by a guy that you spent some time with for several years, Bill Belichick. Here the Patriots are kind of in an unfamiliar spot, looking like this is a team that won't have a bye in the first round. What's happened to New England this year?
Well, I think it's pretty clear. They don't have great mental toughness. They're not getting consistent play when they go away from home. At Foxborough, they're dynamic. They've been very effective. But yesterday, I've been critical of their defense. And for all the problems they've had on defense, to hold the Steelers to just 17 points, that's a game that the Patriots should win. But to score 10 against the Steelers, not very good. And I think that they've been so inconsistent offensively, you know, whether it's been Gronk not being able to get open, Tom not being able to deliver the ball accurately, Edelman having too many drops, inconsistent running game. Yesterday they have 14 penalties. Two of the last 3 weeks they've had double-digit penalties. 10 against the Jets, they were able to win that game. 14 yesterday, they weren't able to win that game. So they've got some holes in their team, and I think it's pretty clear.
But mental mistakes, those penalties, and that was always a sign of a Belichick team. You knew that they would be mentally disciplined. Is that how can a coach fix that, or does he just have guys who just aren't in sync right now?
I think it's really challenging. Look, you go back to 2009. They were 3-5 on the road. They were 2-6 on the road, I think, that season. And, you know, you can remember the 2009 Football Life documentary and Belichick standing next to Brady saying, I just can't make this team mentally tough after they lost on the road to New Orleans. And they got eliminated the first round of the playoffs that year by Baltimore in a wild card game. I think this is what's going to happen to them. They're just not a very good team right now. They have some liability on defense. They've got some liabilities on offense. They're not in sync. They haven't been in sync all year. They haven't been in sync starting with the offseason when Brady and then Gronk were a part of their team. This is not a typical Patriot team from last March all the way through to now.
Michael Lombardi with us here on Sportsnet 650, talking all things NFL. The defending Super Bowl champion suddenly with a statement at an eerie time. Boy, some people may be looking at a deja vu with Nick Foles doing what he does last night. Do you believe at all in the defending champs here with two to go?
I was really impressed with their mental toughness, their ability to win on the road,
yeah,
and their ability to play after playing a doubleheader really in Dallas last week. I mean, they played a lot of plays in Dallas and they came back and made it. But I still think it's going to be a long road ahead. Dallas has Tampa Bay this week at home. I mean, this is Dallas. They win this game, they eliminate the Eagles from the playoff conversation in terms of winning the East. Now, the Eagles can still win, but they, you know, the Vikings, they lose there and you know, they lose the tiebreaker because the Vikings beat them, and of course, so did the Panthers beat them if the Panthers are able to win tonight. So they've got an up road flow. They also got to play Houston this week, which will be a tough game.
Is there any way the Vikings change the OC? They run the ball. Dalvin Cook looks very good. They put up 41 against a Miami team. Is it possible that the Vikings, we expected so much from them when this season started, that maybe they figured out in December and can be more of a threat than people would have thought a month ago?
You know, I think so. I think, look, they needed to get that offense coordinator situation fixed. It wasn't working. I think that they've got too many skill players on offense to not be more effective. And I think the quarterback can play better than he's playing. And I think it proved out to be the case this week when you watched them. I mean, Dalvin Cook is a dynamic player. And you've got to do some things, creativity, in the run game to make that happen. And I think they did. They were very effective. Look, we know this. The Vikings are bad. The Dolphins are a horrendous road team. They're 1-6 away from home. Now they're good at home. They're 6-1. So this is, again, what I'm talking about. The two personalities, is the team's good or are they just good at home?
You know what? In hindsight, I think if you're a Seahawks fan, you say, divisional game gets away from them. You shouldn't be as surprised as you are the way that the Seahawks were playing before they finally stumble against the Niners. But does it change your opinion of the Seahawks after letting that one get away?
You know, I think it was a tough spot for them. I mean, the 49ers playing at home, you got the Monday night game, big Monday night game. You got to come back down there. I just think, to me, you know, this is part of the schedule. Now they've got to play Kansas City. This will be a huge game for them. I think that, you know, you're looking ahead to that game thinking you got the easy 49ers, and it just didn't show up. I was disappointed in Seattle because this is a game. You got to win the games you should win, and you should beat a 4-win team or a 3-win team when you were playing them.
What do you make of the Cowboys pretty much not showing up yesterday against Indianapolis?
I think the Cowboys lack mental toughness. I mean, it was pretty clear. They're 2-5 on the road. I mean, they've beaten Atlanta, bad team. They beat Philadelphia. That's a, you know, an average good team. But, you know, when you get smoked and shut out at home, really, what are you? You know, you're not very good, and I think that that's a real issue. And I think it's got to concern Cowboy fans. You're not going to be able to play through home. You're going to have to go to New Orleans and play. You're going to have to go to Los Angeles and play. Can you beat those teams on the road when you can't beat an Indianapolis Colt team on the road? I don't think that's a good sign.
Mike Lombardi with us here on Sportsnet 650. So we look ahead to tonight. You kind of foreshadowed with what's at stake with Carolina and New Orleans. There's no great team, but is that the one team that you'd probably trust the most in New Orleans right now?
I do. I really do. I think the Chargers I trust a little bit. I say that reluctantly. I'm concerned. They're 6-1 on the road, but I think the Saints are too. I think the Saints are really good on the road. They're 6-1. This will be a challenge playing against a divisional foe that knows them really well, that's backs against the wall. This is all or nothing for the Panthers, and I think the Panthers will be a tough out to get tonight for the Saints. But that being said, I do trust the Saints, regardless of what happens, because I do think they're mentally tough to go on the road. They've won in Baltimore. You know, they've won in Minnesota. They've won in some tough places. They've won in Atlanta. So I give them credit for doing that, and I think they'll be able to continue that way. And I think come playoff time, it'll show. I think they'll still have the advantage in the home field. I mean, right now they are tied. Going into this weekend, they have their lead with the – if they win this game, they're one game ahead plus the tiebreaker with the Rams for home field advantage. And even if they lose, they're still one game ahead.
Mike, you're a former GM of the Cleveland Browns. A lot of things would have to happen, but there is an equation that works with the Browns getting in the postseason. I don't see it happening. But how good is it for the NFL to have a Cleveland Browns team that next year really should be competitive after all the years they've been through?
Look, it's great. I mean, I worked there. I remember the good times. I was part of the good times. And, you know, I was there for the drive, the fumble. I was there for the fumble, not the drive. I was there for the conference championship games. And, you know, there's a great town. It's a great football town. It needs to be better. It's never been the doormat that it has been over the last 20 seasons. So I think the resurgence in Cleveland is great for the NFL. There's a prideful organization that needs to keep winning. And I think they've done a great job. You got to give Greg Williams all the credit. He's turned that team around. He's made them tougher. I think he's held players accountable, and that's a good thing.
Sportsnet 650.